This is Billy Brim, and the program you're about to hear is taken from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. Enjoy.
Let's open our Bibles to 1 Timothy, and we will look, first of all, in the 6th chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let's begin reading with the 9th verse. They which will be rich, now that's talking about Psalm 73, those that are rich in the world gather unto themselves. But then Proverbs 10:24 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So when you're out adding to yourself, gathering unto yourself, you gather up the sorrow along with it. Amen. Because it is, you're gathering from the curse. But the blessing of the Lord, we're rich in God. Amen. And because of what Jesus has done for us, thank God we can be rich in all ways, spirit, soul, and body. They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts or pressures, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money, not money, but the love of it. The love of money is the root of all evil, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Well, now see there, Brother Copeland, money will ruin you. I've heard that. Well, yeah, the scripture says money will ruin you. It says money ruineth the fool. And then it goes ahead and tells you what a fool is, so you don't have to be one. Amen. Amen. All right. That's not my subject today. I wish it was, but it didn't. Now, verse 11, but you, O man of God, flee those things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. So if there is a fight, then there's an enemy. Amen. So, this afternoon, we're going to be looking at the enemy of faith. So now, first of all, what is the fight about? Well, read the next line. Lay hold on eternal life. Now, the Greek text says, lay hold on Zoe, the life of God. It's a very difficult word to translate, particularly into the English language. We have a lot of different words that we just pile them all together and call them one thing, and actually they're just numbers of different things. Like the way we use the word love is about 90% unscriptural. The scripture said don't love things. Yet, Christian people all over everywhere, don't you just love my new suit? Don't you just love my new car? No, I enjoy your suit. I enjoy mine. I enjoy my car. I love God. Amen. I love His Word and I love His people, praise God. But God is love. Yes. My car is not love. Amen. It has no way to respond to love.
Right.
but it'll jump up and down in joy with me. Praise God. Because the scripture says he gives us all things, right here in the same book, he gives us all things richly to enjoy. Now this is gonna become very necessary as we progress in this message this afternoon, so I'll go ahead and make this statement to you now. I had the Lord ask me one afternoon in time of prayer. He said, "Do I give you things to meet your needs?" I said, "Well, yeah, you supply all my needs, you meet my needs." He said, "No, I give you things to enjoy, and they meet your needs." He said, "I'm not interested in meeting your needs. I want you to have joy. And for you to have joy, you're going to have your needs met." Amen. So it's not just food on the table. It's sit down and eat and enjoy it. Hallelujah. Because that's where God is a parent. Now then, so the fight is about laying hold of Zoe, the life of God, the very essence of God. I like this definition, the thing that makes God, God. Hallelujah. The thing that separates him from all others is Zoe, Zoe. Now then, let's look at John 10:10. In the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, and notice that 10th verse, the thief cometh not, but for to steal. This is the only reason he comes. He doesn't come to bless anybody. He can't. He has no blessing about him. He can't do it. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have Zoe, and that they might have it more abundantly. And that's the only reason Jesus comes. Jesus doesn't come to steal, he doesn't come to kill, and he doesn't come to destroy. The devil doesn't have any blessing about him, and Jesus doesn't have any stealing about him. Hallelujah. So don't try to mix them up. From time to time, pastors, we need to go back over that again. There is a dividing line in that verse of scripture. And the devil doesn't cross over on Jesus' side, and Jesus doesn't cross over on the devil's side. Right. Jesus didn't come to bring the curse. He came to bring the blessing, and the devil came to bring the curse. Praise God. So now, Jesus came to give us Zoe life. Now then, let's look at this fight firsthand, this fight for life, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. And let's first of all look at the 41st and 42nd verses, Luke 8:41. Behold, there came a man named Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. Now we know from Mark's Gospel and the other accounts of this that Jairus said, "You come lay your hands on her, she'll live." So he fell at his feet, he made his statement of faith. And do you know that's the last thing Jairus said? The last thing he said was faith. Very, very important observation. Now, as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians. So she's not only sick, now she's destitute. All her living, not just all of her money, but all of her living. All of her assets are gone. All of her means of income is gone because of this terrible disease. Now then, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched or stopped flowing. Now then, what was Jairus after? Jairus is after the life that's in Jesus. That's what he came for. What's the woman after? Same thing. She's after the life that's in Jesus. She's after that Zoe. That's the life power that she couldn't get anywhere else. She couldn't get it out of anybody else. She went to the source. She went to Jesus to get that Zoe life that's in him. Amen. And here again, we know from Mark chapter 5 that she said it. If I but touch the hem of his garment or the hem of that prayer shawl, I will be made whole. And the scripture said she had heard of Jesus. She heard somebody, she either heard, had somebody tell her what Jesus said, or she heard for herself somehow or another. She heard it and she got it in her heart and she said it and she did it. Praise God. Amen. Now notice what happened here. Jairus' faith put Jesus on the move and he began to follow this man home. But then the faith of this woman stopped him. Amen. Stopped him right in the street. I mean, and he stopped still. Now what did he say? Somebody touched me. They said, oh, come on, Lord, everybody's touching. He said, no. You don't understand. Power went out of me. Now, what was that that went out of him? All right. It was the life of God. But now, wait a minute. Let's stop right there and hold your place there because we must come back here. Put your marker right there. And let's go now to the Gospel of John. Let's look in the 14th chapter. Verse 10. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells within me, he does the work. Zoe himself lives within me and he does the work. Yes. Zoe is not a thing, it's a person.
Glory.
It is God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, John 6:63, Jesus said, well, let's turn back there. I want you to put your eyes on it. Sixth chapter of John. It is the Spirit that quickeneth or gives forth life. The flesh profits nothing. Let's say it like this. The Spirit, out of the Spirit flows life. Out of the Spirit flows Zoe. Life cannot flow out of the flesh. It can flow through it, but it's not given forth by the flesh. The flesh is dependent on the Spirit for life. The Spirit does not depend on the flesh for life.
Yes.
The flesh can't live without the Spirit, but the Spirit can live without the flesh.
Shalom, did you enjoy that? That was from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 for details.